This is the Tejano Nation Radio Podcast, where we always give you exclusive interviews with your favorite artists and hot new music. My name is Romeo, and right now on the telephone, our very special guest, it is Yvonne from Yvonne y Fuego. How you doing?
Woo-woo! Happy Wednesday!
Happy Wednesday! We just premiered the brand new video from Yvonne y Fuego on TejanoNation.net. So tell us about the video and about the song.
Well, you know, number one, you know, we're so blessed to be able to have a day like this. Like, you know, I have major butterflies on any kind of day like this. But it's a really upbeat cumbia, so that's what we're bringing to the table. And, you know, it's about having one life to live and making the best of it. And we really hope that the video really brings that to life. It's a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun just making the video. If you see the video, you'll actually see it, and none of it is acting. We were actually having a blast.
It looks like you're having a lot of fun.
We were. I mean, I know that day my stomach was hurting. I mean, we were running around like a bunch of little kids and laughing like crazy. It was an amazing day. So we really hope that that energy comes through in the video and really, you know, brings out that message in the song. So, hey, isn't that the truth? We only got one life to live.
That's right.
Exactly. Better do it right.
Exactly. So the video just premiered on TejanoNation.net. You can go check it out right now. And tell us a little bit more about the song. Who wrote the song and how it all came into be?
Yes, the song was written by a Midwest songwriter. Actually, we've been friends since we were teenagers in catechism together. His name's Jacob Estrada. I know he's been getting a lot of buzz online everywhere, and he is an artist in his own right as well. But, you know, it was such a great experience to be able to collaborate with such a longtime friend and to have this song come to life, you know. And, you know, he's just an amazing person and a humble man, and we just really hope that we did his song justice. So big shout out to him, and also big shout out to James Self Bragg of Self Vision Production, who actually recorded the video for us. We love his, you know, interpretation and his artistic interpretation. So big shout out going out to him, and of course all the people of Fuego.
Of course. Now you did the video at special locations around Toledo, correct?
Yes, actually we did it in the south end of Toledo. And what's really beautiful about the south end of Toledo is, you know, it's kind of our part of the city that's been known as Little Mexico, and there's this beautiful artistic, you know, graffiti almost. Actually, they had, our city had decided to go, instead of having graffiti on some of the buildings, that they were going to turn the whole neighborhood into artwork. So what we did is we displayed that beautiful artwork in the video, and I'm going to tell you, the colors in the video just pop, and, you know, we really hope that, you know, people really enjoy all of that. I mean, this is the city I'm born and raised here, and it's beautiful. So I really hope that people really get a little taste of Toledo, Ohio in the Midwest.
Yeah, the video is great. Like you said, the colors just pop out and you look like you're having fun in the video. Again, we're talking to Yvonne from Yvonne y Fuego. Just premiered the brand new video for Que La Vida Es Solo Una on TejanoNation.net. So if you haven't seen it yet, go out there and check it out. But of course, we're talking to the 2015 Tejano Music Awards Best New Female Artist.
I still can't believe that, you know, my name comes like with that.
Yeah, and you're up for the industry ballot again this year for the Tejano Music Awards. Tell us about you seeing your name again this year.
Yes, again, you know, such a blessing. We are definitely saying our thanks to God, you know, for all of these opportunities and doors that have been opened. Such an honor to be part of, you know, these different events that are going on. You know, this is never in a million years when I was a little girl singing in my hairbrush in front of my mirror did I ever think that I'd be gracing a stage and accepting an award at the TTMAs. Like, I thought Selena only did that. But, you know, now all these years later, it's such a blessing. I still can't believe I get to live this life. So we're going to make the best of it. We're taking it day by day with this roller coaster ride. I got to tell you, I'm lucky I like roller coasters.
Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of when you were singing into that hairbrush, who were your influences when you were growing up?
You know, obviously Selena. I think Selena was like every young girl's influence. I have even come across women who are not of, they're not even Mexicana, and they're like, I love Selena. I was singing her songs, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of my other big influences when I was younger was Elsa Garcia. She was a huge, like, she just had so much grace, and she had so much style, and just, she was just a beautiful person. I met her many times. She actually let me sing with her at some of the shows that she had come to. This is before I started really singing professionally in a band. And just those moments right there, you know, as an artist, she didn't even realize how much she was actually touching my life. So I got to tell you, I'm a huge Elsa fan, and it was, you know, those memories I hold near and dear. So I'm still a fan to this day. I would love to see her come back.
Yeah, I would love to see that too. But okay, so we heard that you're also going to be performing at the Cyber Awards coming up very soon.
Yes, we'll be in San Antonio in October 15th, and we will be performing there. I'm telling you, my butterflies, they're no longer small. They're like huge pigeons that are flying around. But, you know, we are definitely know that this is an opportunity to show what we have. And so I'm really trying to mentally prepare for that, trying to stretch my voice a little bit. And I definitely am going to be saying prayers that day. But again, you know, so grateful to be part of such a great event. I mean, first annual, who knows how far it could go. So
yeah,
it's exciting.
All right, there you go. So what else is going on with Yvonne y Fuego? I know this is the latest single off the sophomore album, Kia Story, but what else is going on with you and the band?
Well, we are at that pivotal point where we're trying to think of material and getting things ready for CD number 3. I can't believe that I am saying that we could possibly, you know, be starting CD number 3 all by the graces of God, but that's where we are at. We are going to start getting material, working with new songwriters. We want to, you know, bring fresh ideas to the table. So we always have to kind of step back from where we were and kind of look at it from all angles. We'll be working with, again, Rolando Revilla, Revilla Productions out of here in Toledo, Ohio. You know, so far he has been amazing in working with us, and we really like what he brings to the table. It seems to be a very good working chemistry, you know, with us. So, yeah, if you're already a fan of us on our Facebook page, then you will actually be seeing. I've been going live a lot, and we're going to be sharing some of our journey with all of our people. So if you haven't liked our page yet, go to Yvonne y Fuego, and definitely like our page. Who knows? We always get really silly on there.
There you go. Go like the Facebook page right there for Yvonne y Fuego. We're talking to Yvonne from Yvonne y Fuego. We just premiered the brand new video, Que la vida es solo una, on TejanoNation.net. So go out there and check out the video. And so, of course, you got the social media and, of course, the website too, right?
Oh, yes. www.yvonneyfuego.com. Big shout out to Augie Moreno, who is actually our web designer, and he actually manages it. He does an amazing job right there in San Antonio. So we have people working for Yvonne y Fuego, you know, and with us on Texas soil. So, yeah, it gives us more reasons to visit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of visiting, let's get you booked up. How can people get a hold of you to book you for some shows throughout Texas, across the country?
Absolutely. You can visit us on our Facebook page. We get a lot of inboxes there. Or you can email us right from our YvonneyFuego.com website. Or if you'd like to, you know, actually talk to someone on the phone, you can call Michael Ibarra at 248-648-5687, and we will get you all hooked up. And, you know, Yvonne y Fuego, we're ready to travel. I know we'll be hitting Kansas City this year. We haven't been to Kansas City before the end of the year. We'll be there on New Year's, so we're super excited about that. But we definitely want to go and meet other people in other cities and different parts of this country, because I am so amazed at Tejano music, and it is everywhere, and we are going nowhere by going everywhere. So we're super excited about getting more traveling under our belt. We're ready to go.
There you go. I like that, ready to go. Now, I know you did some collaborations on the sophomore CD, including the one with Mark Ledesma. Now, I have a question. Who would be on your bucket list for a collaboration?
Oh, well, I got to go. You go big or go home. I have to go with Jay Perez, I got to tell you.
Oh, wow.
To me, his voice, even as a female singer, I will tell you that he is really one of my idols. What he does with his voice and vocal arrangement is just truly amazing. And honestly, I don't even think that you can capture it all on a CD. You definitely have to go to a live show. I would be terrified to do a duet with him. But, yeah, if you're going to go and really want, I'm sorry, you know, he's got one of the he is the best voice to me in the industry. Not taking away from anyone else, but, you know, I really love his jazziness, and I'm an R&B girl, you know, and I love my R&B, and he does a lot of things that I'm just amazed by. So, yeah, that would be my bucket list.
All right, so let's make that happen. Jay Perez, if you're listening, let's make it happen. A little duet collaboration with Yvonne.
Oh, my gosh. Hey. I think I would be, like, so starstruck if that happened.
Well, hey, you got it. Like, the universe says you got to put it out there and make it see if it'll happen.
But, let's see.
All right, well, we just premiered the brand new video on TejanoNation.net from Yvonne DeFuego, so make sure you go out there and check it out. But Yvonne, I know you got a crazy schedule. I know you a lot of people want to talk to you about the brand new single and the brand new video, so thanks for taking time out and talking to us here with Q99.5 and Tejano Nation Radio.
Woo! We want to thank you from Yvonne DeFuego for all the support. This means just a lot to us. And again, we want to send this out to all the people who have been supporting Yvonne DeFuego. Thank you for being on this journey with us, and we're going to do the best to our ability, to our God-given ability, that we can. We don't take it lightly, and like I said, we're ready to go.
There you go. I like it. Ready to go. All right, well, let's premiere the single right here on the radio. I'll let you introduce it. Go ahead.
This song, we'd like to send out to everyone who has been great supporters of us. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Que la vida sola una, right here. You heard it first.
And it's right here on Tejano Nation Radio.
Mi alma está llena de fuego y nadie me lo va a